58 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5858.
Had a good Saturday. Weather brought to you by Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. Summers Insurance with offices in Sheraton and Albia. For today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 15, wind chill values as low as minus 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures rising throughout the overnight to 25 by 5 a.m. Sunday, a chance of drizzle. Snow, freezing drizzle. We'll keep an eye on it for you.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcast, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Community.
Good Saturday morning to you. How about that sunshine coming out today? Maybe chase away some of those cold temperatures. I missed you. It's 8 degrees below zero here from the KIC studios, looking high up on the beautiful snow-covered lawn of the Albia Courthouse and Monroe County Courthouse here in Albia, and welcome you aboard. I've missed all of you, and boy, it's a couple of weeks since we've been back here and live, and of course, I hope all of you had a tremendous Christmas and a prosperous beginning to your new year as we look ahead at this upcoming 2018. Boy, a lot of promise and hope for the Albia football, or I'm sorry, football, yeah, looking up too, but basketball and wrestling programs as we turn the page here into 2018. And for all these high school athletes, a lot of hope and optimism as you move into the new year, just like all of us. But a great start to the new year for the wrestling program, a three-peat. That is right. The Albia Blue Demons, for the third consecutive year, are conference champions. And we're going to talk with Coach Dave Winger here in just a second about that, the meaning of that. And you know, getting three conference titles in a row is always a huge accomplishment, no matter what the competition is. But when you consider the competition and the teams, the history of the South Central Conference in wrestling, the coaches that are in this conference right now, the athletes that are in this conference, it's quite an accomplishment. So tip our hat to the Albia Blue Team wrestling team, and three in a row, quite the accomplishment. We're going to talk with head coach Dave Winger, as I said, here in just a few moments. And then here at the bottom half of the hour, we're going to catch up with Coach Kevin Archer, victorious last night. A great start to 2018 as the Blue Demons get a win over Knoxville. And man, what a fun game to witness, and a tale of two halves. And we'll talk with Coach Archer about that, talk about the Christmas break and the meaning that comes from the Christmas break for all these programs. It's really an important part of the year, because teams have a chance to really focus and get better during the Christmas break, or that time off can get you stale. And so it really can be a defining part of your season. And we'll also talk with Coach Dykes about the Lady D's. Coming out of the Christmas break, they were on a winning streak, I believe a five-game winning streak, and so they really, things going the right way. They had another difficult matchup against a very good Knoxville team last night, and they fall to Knoxville 42-35, but a great performance by the girls, And Coach Dykes, one thing about it, her team, knowing the way that she competed and played, they're going to continue to develop and get better. And so we'll visit with her about the game last night and a sneak peek ahead at another busy week here for Lady D's and Blue Demons. Let's take a look at some of the scores from last night on the boys' side. Pella Christian victorious last night, 52-37 over Grinnell. It was the Rockets, Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets, who lead the conference on the boys' side, 61-48 winners over Centerville last night. Sheraton gets a win over Davis County, 65-21. That big win there for the Chargers. On the girls' side, it was the Chargers defeating Davis County as well, 59-16. And a big victory there for the Chargers. In other boys' action, or girls' action last night, it was Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the Rockets, victorious last night, 56-33 over Centerville. And Pella Christian loses last night to Grinnell, 58-44. That's just a sneak peek at some of the games that were going on in the area in this conference. And after a quick timeout, we're going to come back here. We're going to talk with Coach Dave Winger. Three in a row. They're down in Tumwa today in a tournament, and we'll talk about the big three in a row win for the Blue Demon wrestling team. Three straight conference titles. What that just has a special ring to it. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
With Coach's Corner, after a quick message from our sponsors.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
This is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition, the lifestyle product specialist at Centerville Produce. As cattlemen, you know the most critical time for your calves is at weaning. And what if this year your calves could gain instead of fall behind? And then what if they could maintain that jump on performance in the feedlot and the replacement pen? Well, with products like Precon, Stress Care 5, and Accuration Starter, your calves have the opportunity to do just that. To learn more on how Purina's Great Starts program can work for you, stop by Centerville Produce on Highway 5 or give me a call at 641-530-9369. I would love to come out and help you determine what products are best suited for your operation this weaning season.
May you always have cows around.
To the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back here at the KIC Coach's Corner Man Cave. Looking out on a beautiful clear sky, 8 below zero, but as cold as it has been outside, The gyms have been very, very warm here over the last couple of the days, and none warmer than the gym that you could find down in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, as the quad that went on to determine a conference title, and the Albion Blue Demons come away victorious. Three in a row. Three-peat goes the Albion Blue Demon wrestling team, and we've got the head coach on the phone line right now who's joining us from the Ottumwa Invitational down at Evans Middle School. Coach, first of all, congratulations. What an accomplishment. And you consider this in one of the most difficult conferences, one of the most historically rich wrestling conferences in the entire state, and you guys make it three in a row.
Yeah, it was a good night for us, and frankly a good year for us so far, and you know, we just have to try to keep that momentum going, and it was a goal, an individual goal for a lot of guys on the team, so you know, we can check that off now and move on, and you're right, the environment was awesome, so that's why we compete, and it's definitely why we train the way we do, is so we can shine in moments like that, so really proud of the kids.
Coach, it's hard to believe that the way that your wrestling program wrestles and the way that your athletes come out, that you would ever consider yourself an underdog. But in this particular season, this setup, I'd have to say that. So, you know, how did your team, you know, how did you get the guys to buy in to this moment that, hey, we can go out and we can get this conference title, make it three in a row, which is a huge accomplishment. And then, you know, you're going to have to bounce people around and get the right strategy to get the job done. Run us through how you were able to pull all that off.
Well, you have to convince the kids first that they can do it, you know, because you're right, we weren't by any means were we the favorite going in, so obviously they know that, and so you have to sell it to them, and you have to get them to believe, and they definitely did that. But you know, I think with the team that I've got this year, obviously you have to coach, you have to change your coaching style a little bit based on the kids that you've got, and I'll be honest with you, I've learned a lot from Coach Ratliff over the summer, all the time that I spent with him and running and getting our cross country teams ready to go, and the thing that I learned from him is that you don't necessarily have to beat these kids into the ground for them to be productive, and you have to give them some recovery time, and you have to let their bodies heal up and replenish. And a lot of guys like to just pound their kids into the ground and think that they're taking a step back if they're not beating on their kids every single day. And of course, I paid very close attention to that, hanging out with Coach Ratliff. And obviously, you knew the results that they got late in the year. Their kids were fresh and ready to go. And I took note to that, so hanging around him really helped me with wrestling, as odd as that may sound. So and just hanging around a good quality guy as well helps me as well. So I'm always doing my homework as far as how I can become a better coach. I'm not set in my ways. And when I see, when I took a look at this team and saw the guys that I had, I kind of used those experiences that I had with coach over the summer, I rolled the dice with that, so, and it paid off pretty well.
We're talking with head coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Albion Blue Demon wrestling team. Three in a row they go for conference titles. And coach, you know, coming out in your first week back after the Christmas break and getting a conference title, making it three in a row, you know, getting one of the big goals of the season met so early on, right after the Christmas break, does that present a challenge to you? Because now you got about a month before you get into the next season, which is the postseason, the most important season, and so does it create a concern where maybe you climax a little too early in the season?
No, it really doesn't. But you're right. The calendar presented a problem for us for sure that we looked at initially, and we saw that Christmas was on a Monday, and we had a competition leading into Christmas break on a Thursday that we threw in there, because that's another week of practice that really isn't productive unless you have a competition that's lined up. So we were able to compete the Thursday before break, and then of course we gave them Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, and you know, anytime you sit around for a while, it's kind of hard to get them going again, and I don't care what it is, it was hard for me to get back in the classroom, so we really had to be careful with that as well. So we talked a lot about sacrifice. We have to learn how to sacrifice for one another. And that was our word coming back from Christmas. Obviously, there's a great connection between sacrifice and Christmas. So I kind of played that in with the wrestling team as well. And it was kind of interesting to me because we talked about sacrificing for another human being. And I said, let's talk about that. When's the last time you really sacrificed yourself or somebody else? And I didn't see many hands, Coach. So it was kind of interesting to me that we weren't really aware of times that we sacrificed for other people. And I said, well, if you want to meet this goal on Thursday night, we're going to have to sacrifice for one another. So with the holes that we had in our lineup, obviously we had some kids that had to weigh in down and then wrestle up. So putting people in positions like that can be a little bit dangerous at times. And so you have to understand that you may go out and get beat, but obviously we're trying to save points, and every point matters. And although you may not be on the winning side of the scoreboard, you're going to sacrifice for another person. And there's something really powerful about that. So I don't know that they understood that until last night when we came together and we talked about our accomplishment, and we talked about sacrificing for the guy next to you. And so it was really a good lesson for the kids that although you may not be successful individually, sacrificing for somebody else really has it. It's really a pretty big thing. So it was a learning moment for sure.
Coach, today you're in Tumwa, and then back at it again on Tuesday in Oskaloosa. So you got a really important week, as you always do. What are those big matchups today or contests you're looking at against some really stout big schools?
Yeah, and that's, you know, we're back to Tumwa after being away for a while, and we traditionally came here. I came here in high school and wrestled, and then we wanted to kind of branch out and with the teams that I had back then, we wanted to branch out and get away from Southeast Iowa a little bit. We did that for a while, and as soon as we sat down and looked at our schedule, we thought it was the right time to come back. But this tournament has changed a lot as well. So it's run a lot like the Southeast Oak tournament where the kids will more than likely get five matches. And there's a couple Missouri teams here. Kirksville is always tough, and we never see them. So that'll be fun to see how we stack up against them. And Newton's here, and some teams that we don't normally see. Sigourney is here in Fairfield. Of course, some teams that are from our area that, you know, for the most part, it's a good fit for us again, and we're going to get the matches that we need. I don't like going to a tournament and weighing a kid in and getting one or two matches. So it seems like a waste of a day sometimes. So we're really wise with the way we pick our tournaments. And when they move this over to a pool format where we can wrestle and cross bracket out and get five matches more than likely, then we have to take advantage of that when we're 20 miles from home. So, again, it's a really good fit for the kids that we've got. I'm not real familiar with the competition or the prospective matchups that we might have today, but we'll let it play out. We'll get our matches in, and then we'll move on.
Well, Coach, tremendous start to the 2018 year. Three in a row, a great accomplishment. And, you know, again, when you weigh that against the level of competition in this conference, the coaches are in this conference, great accomplishment for your coaching staff and for your athletes and for all that support your program. Congratulations.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And I have a lot of respect for the people that we compete against. And I'm very thankful for the support that we have shown to this wrestling team. It's been a fun week. A lot of people have showed me that they care about our kids and our program. And again, that's a powerful thing. So it's not hard to work hard when you know that people support you the way the healthy people do. So we'll keep working.
Sounds great, Coach. Hey, congratulations, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week, and go have a great week, and have lots of fun down there in Ottumwa, and bring us back some wins.
Yep, sounds good, buddy. Thanks for having us on, and we'll catch you next week.
The outstanding head coach of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling team, folks, I really want you to let that set in on you. Three straight conference titles. That is difficult to do in any sport and with any competition, but considering the history and the heritage of this South Central Conference and the teams and coaches that are in it, big stuff. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We got the outstanding head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Kevin Archer, victorious last night in the studio. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
So, what if your roommate, we'll call him Einstein, decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl full of cookie dough and set your apartment on fire? We've got an agent for that.
Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Let me help you save more money, because being there is why I'm here.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to provide the technology and the talent you need to make your banking experience the best it can be. High-tech tools and high-touch service. You can have both. Deposit a check on the go, pay bills at midnight, or live chat with us online. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Apply online today at c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tom's Outdoor Equipment on Highway 34 East in Albia has logging and rigging supplies, generators, log splitters, power washers, and lubricants. Tom's also has mowers from push to zero turn to industrial, and they also service all small engines. Authorized sales and service for Aaron's, Gravely, and Steel. Tom's now has tires of all sizes, from car to tractor tires, with a full-service tire center now open. And they're also renting. Call Tom's Outdoor Equipment at 932-7551 for all your outdoor equipment needs. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 4:30, and Saturday. Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
The Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Out, kicking off the wrestling mats and getting out the round ball on the old hard court as it was last night. And the Albia Blue Demons boys basketball team victorious last night over Knoxville. And Coach Kevin Archer joining us here. Coach, congratulations. What a great start to the new year. Not having a game on Tuesday and having a long break. Pretty impressive start for you guys to come out of the Christmas break.
Yeah. Really, really great start. You know, not a great start to the game, but a really great start to the second half. And I couldn't be any prouder of the guys and to be able to celebrate a win there, especially, you know, it's pretty fun. And the guys really enjoyed it. And just to be around them after the game and the second half that we put out there on the court, and just really, really fun. It's been a long time. I mean, Knoxville's had some really good teams here the last 3 years, and they had that senior group that finally graduated last year that won a ton of games for them and won a couple conference titles. And, you know, we played them here first game of the year, and we talked a lot about that this week. And you know, I think we had 15, 16 turnovers the first time we played them. And then on top of that, we missed 14 or 15 free throws. You know, I mean, we did some things when they came to our place that really hurt your chances to win a basketball game. And we knew that. We knew we had done some things to really hurt ourselves the first time that we played. So we thought if we shored those things up that we'd have a really good chance. And we did. And I think we had four turnovers. And then we were 11 of 13 or 12 for 13 from the line.
Yeah, you guys just you're dead on at the line, and that really allowed you to stretch that lead out and secure the deal.
Right. That was really, really big there toward the end. And early fourth when we were really extending that lead. But you know, the thing is, you come out in that first half and you score 9 points.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I was pretty frustrated, and I went into half, and we made some adjustments against the zone, but they really mixed it up second half. They didn't play a ton of zone, but, you know, I got back out to the bench, and when I was in the locker room, I guess it was, and we looked at numbers a little bit, and we were 2 for 17. We took 17 shots in the first half.
Right.
I mean, you can sit anywhere in the gym and come up with all kinds of ideas about what we should be doing, but we were 2 for 17.
Yeah.
I mean, 17 shots and a half is probably enough. I mean, it'd be nice if we got a couple more shots up, but we missed 15 shots. We made 2 shots in the first half. And we talked to the guys at halftime and said, listen, we'll take 21 points against this Knoxville team and a half any day. I mean, we don't have to sit here and talk about defense. We're doing the right things. We could communicate a little bit more, but we're boxing out. We're not giving them second chances. We're doing a pretty good job forcing them into jump shots. Defensively is not the problem. And we talk about a couple things we could do differently on offense, but the fact is that we just got to see some go in.
Yeah, and you know, you see this a lot where the percentages work their way out. You'll have a team that's exceptionally hot in one half and come out and not have the shots go down in the second half, and oftentimes it isn't necessarily getting the shots up. It's sometimes shot selection, where you shoot the ball from, but sometimes that stinking lid is put on the rim and it just doesn't go in. Where you get the next half, and it's a different percentage.
Right. And I think what helped us a little bit there in the second half is we got some points in the paint to start. I think Trent got us 4 points maybe to start the half in the paint. And when you can go inside and then work your way out, I think that's a pretty big advantage. And that's what we did. You know, I just think us seeing some shots go in and have some success in the paint, and then we ended up knocking some threes down in the half. I think we had so many guys play big minutes for us, but I think Blake Chance had 16 in the second half. He had 3 threes in the second half. He had a huge second half.
Let's talk about Blake. And you know, I hate I don't hate talking about the kids. I just we try to talk about all the kids.
Right.
But Blake had a really special night. And I just was thinking about that this morning, about you know, being a freshman and the pressure that can be on you in those moments.
Right.
And these are some big moments for him. And he's just really handled all that exceptionally well and mature and having a big game. And then what he did at the free throw line as well, you know, those are just big things out of a freshman.
Yeah, a super confident kid, you know, and a kid that really understands the game, really a smart kid. What I really love about Blake, too, is that he doesn't pigeonhole himself. You know, and last night he was shooting the ball well, but he does so many things. You can't play this early in your career if you're not good at a lot of different things. I mean, you've got to be able to handle the ball. You know, obviously he can shoot it, but he's smart. He knows where to go. He understands spacing. He attacks zones pretty well. He does a good job finding open spaces in zones. And you know what? Defensively, he's gotten better. He really has. You know, he's long. He can be a good defender, and he's gotten himself better at it. And we gave him a pretty good matchup last night on the Zook kid, and he did a nice job. So yeah, he's multifaceted. He can do a lot of things. I mean, he plays like he's a junior or senior. You know, he's going to get a lot stronger. You know, he looks like a freshman physically right now, and he's going to look a heck of a lot different here in 3 years. But no, he plays because he does so many things well. He's not. It's not just one thing that you look at Blake and say, oh, he's really good at that. No, he's good at 3 or 4 things, and that's why he's getting the minutes.
We're talking with head coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, victorious last night, 42-13, the final score, trailing 21-9 at halftime. And, Coach, that coming out in the second half and performing the way you did speaks a lot about the type of players you have on your team and the competitiveness you have, particularly, you know, how these seniors who are doing a great job of leading this team, but it speaks highly of their competitiveness.
We talked about that. We talked about that after the game because there was a stretch where we got up by 3 or 4, and I felt like Knoxville was still in it and Knoxville was still engaged and they're still attacking. And then we had a stretch probably where we had 3 trips maybe where we got a call or two, you know, which I don't feel bad about because I've been, you know, it's not like every game we're like, wow, we got a lot of really good calls tonight, you know. So, and they didn't handle it well. They did not handle it well. When we had them down 10, they were not handling things well. I mean, it was getting a little chippy. They were getting upset. They were getting out. They were getting out of what they like to do. I think we had to have had 10 points in the late third, fourth quarter, just beating their press with layups. You know, I mean, they unraveled a little bit, you know, and when you're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-old boys, you know, that'll happen. But I was talking to Coach Kroll on the bus ride home, and I said, you know, maybe that might be something that I'm as proud about as anything. That doesn't happen to us. You don't see that. You don't see us get down by 15 points and just unravel because we're not mentally together. We're not mentally tough enough to handle that situation. And I'm not saying anything negatively toward anything that the Knoxville coaching staff or anything like that. I'm just saying when you're dealing with boys, when you're dealing with boys his age, you've really got to hammer that. You know, I think there's times probably where our coaching staff feels like maybe we talk about those things too much. But if you're not on the same page, and if you're not thinking the same way as a team, as a unit, if you don't know how to talk to your teammates, if you don't know how to treat one another, you're going to get yourself in a bad situation, and you're going to unravel.
Well, and it doesn't take you're like standing at a ledge, and it doesn't take much of a slip, and it goes that direction. That's
right.
Why you know the attention has to be there. You get the start after the Christmas break, Coach, and you know you look at the first half of the season, kind of like the first half of the game last night, and you say, well, you know, if you could just put together a couple of more possessions, you know, you guys were right there in all your games. I think, you know, 4 and 6 point type of separations. And so you come out here and you get a great start to the second half of your season, and you put yourself in a place where you may need a little help because Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's playing some really good basketball. They're undefeated in the conference, but you keep yourself right there in contention.
Right. And Eddyville's won those close games. You know, Eddyville won their close games in the first half of the season. And yeah, we were a shot here, we were a free throw there. We just didn't finish some of those games. But yeah, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot to knock Eddyville off of that ledge. But we talked about it last night. I thought I had some guys really, really locked in last night. I mean, Cade Crawl was about as intense as I'd ever seen him. We talked about that in the locker room afterward. How locked in he was. And Trent and Nick and Carter and my seniors who were out there, were they were all communicating well. So I really, really liked what I saw in the second half of that game. And with our schedule's tough, you know,
yeah.
But we've got a bunch of opportunities to have some more moments like that. You know, we've got some really good teams in January that we have to play. You know, we have some opportunities to have some more moments like that. And really what you want is, I mean, you want to play your best basketball, and you want to give yourself a chance, you know, in case Eddyville messes up. But honestly, with us having 3 losses and then him having 0, you know, that's not something that we've really even communicated at all about.
Yeah.
But what we want to do is we want to be playing really good basketball, you know, when February, our regular season of February wraps up and we're ready to go to tournaments. So that's really what our goal is.
Eddyville on Tuesday. Of course, you got Fort Madison tonight, right here, 5:00. I think things get started over at the high school, and then Sheraton on Friday. This just fun time of year, buddy. You know, Tuesday, Fridays, lots of fun, and you're always going to be in a gym that's full of people cheering on their kids.
And it's going to be good basketball. Fort Madison's a really good team. They play really good competition, and then obviously we have to go to Eddyville, which we've already talked about them today, and a Sheraton team that. They're a good basketball team too. I mean, there's just you look at our next week. There isn't a single game that you think, hey, that's definitely going to be a win for us. You really look at the rest of January.
There's no gimmies on this. And you got to go to Linville Solly. I think and the 20th of and they're usually a really good program as well.
Yeah. I don't know what they're ranked.
So you're going to get some places to sharpen that iron. And then, you know, one of the really cool things that I don't know if people really know this, but you guys are going to be playing at Wells Fargo. Isn't that correct?
On the 27th. 27th. Yep, on the 27th.
What a great opportunity. Yeah. And it got kind of a warm-up because, you know, hopefully you'll get back there in March.
That's absolutely the goal. But, yeah, that'll be fun. The guys will enjoy that. And we haven't done that. Obviously, we went in 14, and then I think the last time we went, I don't know if we played Nottoway Valley or we played. I don't think it was Nottoway. I think we played Knoxville there.
Yeah,
one time.
Yeah. It was Knoxville
before,
last,
like 12 or 2012 yeah. maybe or somewhere in there. So, but it'll be fun. It's just it's a great opportunity to go up there and play a regular season game. And yeah, like you said, you go up there and you play a regular season game and you work hard enough and you get a couple breaks and you get back there, you've already got a game under your belt. So,
well, and this is why it's so important, as you said. You know, the conference, we Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, you're going to have to get a lot of extra help to get a conference title. Mm-hmm. But you know, you can go out and put yourself in a place where you can be talking about that. But really, it's just sharpening that iron to get to the place where at the end of the season, you know, you can put together a magical run, and you and your athletes, you know, they can buy into that. There's been a formula that's been presented before of having been there twice already as a coach. You know, it's possible even in seasons where maybe the record didn't look so good.
Right.
And, you know, it's been amazing how you guys have really been able to put the pieces together and get better as a program throughout the season and be playing your best basketball, as you said, right when it matters most, and that's towards the end.
And we've got the same group of guys. I mean, we've got a group of guys that'll be there, that'll keep working and keep battling, and a group of guys that really treat each other right, the right way, and believe in each other and just want to win basketball games. But, you know, getting a win, yeah, getting a couple of wins, because we were like that last year. We competed, and we didn't get rewarded, you know. And when you're not rewarded with a couple of wins against some of these good teams, it's really hard to keep working. And we did last year. We never gave up. But to get a couple wins here in January and see what we can do, you know, just not so much talking about it, but seeing what we can do, helping our confidence a little bit. So that'll be big.
Coach, the health of the team, you know, there were some injuries and some things you had to deal with right before the break. How are things progressing health-wise?
John, I don't know if John's 100%. John's excuse me, John's a warrior, though. John's a tough kid, and John will do whatever we ask him to do. I would not say John's 100%, but John's, I mean, he'll help us. He'll help us today, and he keeps getting stronger, so I'm not too worried about John. John's moving in the right direction. Tyler's looking probably at surgery, but he talks like it's a quick turnaround. But man, I don't know if we'll get him back. We're practicing with us in January. You know, it might be early February, so I don't know. I'd love to say that he's going to be back in January, late January, practicing with us and ready at some point in February. But he hasn't given up hope, but It's going to be tough because we got to get him back, we got to get him into shape, and we got to do some things. But you know, he's definitely a guy that when we played with this summer, we were a different team with him.
Yeah, we're just a great athlete and a competitor, and so every time you can add one more of those, not just to game time situations, but another guy in practice that can help. You know, that's why it's so important to have so many guys that are willing to really go out and compete, even in practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about your best teams that have made the tournament. It's been those kind of teams who, from top to bottom, sold out to make everybody better.
And I'm glad you said that, because that was something else I really needed to bring up today, was how great our scout team was this week. Holy smokes. Dawson and Bo, and I shouldn't have started saying names because I'm gonna mess it up. But even our guys that don't get to dress varsity, our three freshmen that don't dress varsity and play against us every day in practice, They came after us. I mean, and they made us look bad a couple of days this week. They really did. They attacked us, and they played so hard. And we talked about that after the game. I made sure to tell them. I said, hey, this is as much your victory as it is everybody else's. I mean, you were the difference in us getting better this week. They were awesome.
I just I can't go back and tell you all those times that the two times you made the trip to Wells Fargo and all of those conversations with those athletes doing those interviews and talking with the coaches. It was those teams that sold out for each other, and it was the guy that never got a minute on the court, the value that the whole program put into them, and that's a great recipe for success. So keep the guys buying in, and that might be a part of our journey.
Yeah, knowing your role and taking pride in your role and doing it to the best of your job. And we've got kids that do that now, too. So,
good stuff, Coach. Hey, congratulations. A big win last night. And I'm looking forward to games today. And then on Tuesday and Friday next week, fun keeps going.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Head coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, victorious last night over Knoxville. A tale of two halves. And what a great start to 2018. Get out and see him today. 5 o'clock. Things get going on over at the high school. And the Fort Madison team comes to town. Always really good basketball. And then next week, the Rockets on Tuesday and the Chargers on Friday. And we'll take a timeout, come back, and we're going to catch up. Coach Dykes is in the house. We're going to talk Lady D basketball when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Farmers are always planning for higher yields, more diversity, expanding opportunities. Nationwide and your local agent want to help your farm last through the generations. As the number one farm insurer in the country, Nationwide can help you achieve your goals. We stand for you.
I am Christine Wilson with Crawford Insurance, located at 10 South Main in Albia, serving you with over 20 years of experience.
Nationwide Agribusiness, Homeland Mutual, Allied Property and Casualty, and Amco Insurance Company, Illinois, Iowa, subject to underwriting guidelines, review and approval. Details, availability varies by state.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
Caregiver decisions are easier when you're well-informed. Lucas County Health Center would like to invite you to join them on Saturday, January 20th for a caregiver conference, part of the Healthy University series. Attendees will meet with caregiving professionals and learn about resources available near them. For more information or to register, call 641-774-3219 or visit www.lchcia.com. Lucas County Health Center's Caregiver Conference, January 20th.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Rolling right along on this busy Saturday morning. Looks like it's still 8 degrees below zero. Going to warm up a little bit, though. So, amazing when you think that warming up is in the 20s. But we'll gladly take the 20s after being nearly 20 below. So, cold as it has been outside, again, I say it has been warm in the old gym during the Christmas break to start this 2018 out. Got Coach Dykes up here in the studio. Coach, first of all, did you have a great Christmas? And, Christmas can be a great time to get to see your family and get, people reconnected with life, because as a coach, basketball becomes your life. Good Christmas break for you?
Yeah, it was. We actually went down to Alabama, so I got to go see the in-laws, and we spent a few days there. I did end up flying back a little bit earlier than we had initially planned when we plan that usually in the summer, and so I flew back a little early to get back to practice, and then Gabe drove back up later. So it was nice to spend time with his family, as it always is. We really enjoy going down to Alabama and seeing all his grandparents and brothers and sisters-in-law.
Well, it's important, I think, in the Christmas break to get a little bit of a break. The basketball, and it's like softball, and you played them both. It can be really grueling on a young person, because we, as spectators and as fans and prognosticators, we watch from a distance and we see them on the basketball court, but we forget that, man, it's not just basketball. They've got basketball, they got family, they got school. Many of them have work, and it gets to be a lot on a kid.
Yeah, I think basketball is one of the longest seasons in sport, whether high school or college. And so, spanning 3.5 months or more sometimes, it is good for the girls to have a break. And they had about 10 days off, which Some would probably think that's a little much, but it was good. We gave them the week off after their last game, and then they had 2 days off, the Christmas and the day after, before we started back up. And I think that was really beneficial to them to just get a nice long break and enjoy time with their families. They had a lot of family Christmases to go to as well, so we still had some kids missing even when we started back up over Christmas. But for the most part, I was really happy with how many people were able to come to our practices.
Well, the Christmas break, also a relaxation and that to get a little reprieve from the gruel of a season. But it's also a very important time as a coach to start working on you, because during the season, you know, you have very real little time to work on the fundamentals and the basics, and you know, because you're too much time spent game to game and then preparing for the next opponent. It's a really important time to develop those individual skills.
Yeah, we actually pulled out a lot of drills that we did at the beginning of the season, and then a few more that I found that things that we needed to work on fundamentally that really came up when we had been playing our first few games. So that was really nice to get. I think we had 7 or 8 practices that we could really work on and focus on those important skills that will be beneficial as we get going throughout the rest of the season.
Tuesday lost that game for the moment, and then had to get right at it back in the conference. Knoxville last night, a very good basketball team going on the road. Coach, breakdown last night for us.
Yeah, and Knoxville was our first game back from break, so we... you know, it's a tough conference game. Knoxville is number 2 in the conference, and we knew that going in. It was going to be a hard-fought game. Playing away is always difficult, you know, getting shots to go in the hoop. And we did struggle up front. Our offense was a little bit stagnant. I think we ended up scoring about 36 points, and last time we played Knoxville, it was 65-60. But we stayed with them, and we held them to 42 points. I thought defensively we played lights out, besides a few times where we missed some rebounds, didn't get our box outs. But overall, you know, coming out, I don't know that those girls could have played a harder game against Knoxville. That is a tough team. They play great team defense. They run the floor really well. And so it showed some things that we can work on to be better, but it also showed me that we can play with any team in our conference, and should be able to play with and beat, you know, in those close games, those top teams.
Well, Coach, you know, you come right out of the Christmas break after a long break, and you go right, you know, right into the frying pan, and you know, you got Fort Madison today, you had the Rockets on Tuesday, and Sheraton, and, you know, it's just there is no reprieve. You got to get right at it, and that's as an athlete and as a coach, kind of what you want, anyways. You want to get right back into action, and one of the best ways to handle a loss is to get back and play. And we're going to have those games tonight, Fort Madison coming to town. And so what are those keys to today to bounce back and get you back into winning ways?
I think just playing our game. I don't know much about Fort Madison. I know that they played a close game with Centerville. I don't think that they have a win this year, but I told the girls last night that it doesn't matter what the team's record is. We need to come out and play our game and make sure that we're ready for any team, because any given night, any team can win a game. So we can't let down. We have to really keep putting on the gas pedal and just go for it. And I encouraged them last night. You know, I want them to play without fear. I want them to play hard and take some chances and be smart about those opportunities, but to not be afraid to do that, to get out in passing lanes, you know, look for stealing opportunities, look for fast break opportunities. And so I'm hoping tonight we can build upon what we did last night with Knoxville and just continue to go with that. And I'm really going to focus on each game that we are learning something new and improving and making a difference in the way that we play our team basketball.
Well, one thing, you know, with this group of athletes and this team, Coach, I just think, you know, you never have to worry about them having a competitive spirit. I mean, Jenna McCarty's going to go out, and she's going to be relentless. You know, Hannah Isley's relentless. Jade Van Pullen Bassett. You know, you think about the seniors. You know, these are people who are really competitive athletes, and regardless of outcomes, they're going to go out and really compete. And as a coach, man, that's a great place to start.
Yeah, our seniors are great leaders, really – they do a really good job of pushing and driving the tempo on our team. And you can tell when they when we're down or maybe not playing as well that they do have that frustration, and they get after some of the girls, and they do it out of that spirit of competitiveness, wanting to win. And I love that they have that drive and that want to win. And you can tell that, you know, that when they get frustrated, it's usually about their own game. You know, they're not angry at their teammates, but they just want to play harder and they want to play better. And so even when they make mistakes, that's okay. I want them to continue to be competitive. I want that drive, and it's hard to teach that. And so it's nice to have seniors that have that right there.
It becomes a really difficult thing to teach. It sometimes can be modeled. So if you have athletes on your team that have that characteristic, those they can be modelers of it. That's why it's so important for the continuation of your program to have those kind of leaders for others to model.
Absolutely, and we talk about that in practice too, that you know, I want those freshmen to be working hard and to have that same kind of competitive spirit. I think I heard Coach Archer earlier talk about how well his freshmen were pushing their varsity, and I challenge our girls, our freshman girls, and underclassmen to do the same thing, because we can't get better if we don't have those kids pushing our top players to be better. You know, whether it's trying to show them up on the court or whatever, those are good things for a program to have when you've got kids that really want to show the coach that they're just as good as the starting varsity team, you know. And that's how you build that program from year to year. And so I'm excited to see. I've seen more of that now in the second half of the year, and I'm excited to see what the JV is going to do too in the future.
How's the JV doing and the freshmen? And you know, I know, which you know, I tip my hat to you. You know, you care about the program all the way down to the youth program, so I thank you for being you know, caring about it and being involved in it. But how was JV and the freshmen, and looking down the road, the building of the program?
Yeah, you know, we struggled early on in the season. We're really, really young, and some of the girls have really only played a year or two of basketball in general. Sometimes just having that basketball sense, it takes a little while to develop. And they came out last night, and I think winter practice was a great time for them to really hone in some skills. And they came out last night, and they played really well. And we continue to encourage them to believe in themselves and know that they can play with teams also. You know, I think their record even from seventh grade on hasn't been as great. And so it's, again, kind of breaking that habit of losing, breaking that habit of not thinking you can play with any team. And we saw some really good things out of girls, and girls that were asking good questions and wanting to play harder and wanting to know, what can I do against this girl on defense, or how can I be better on offense? And the girls are becoming even more coachable than they were. And so that's exciting for me. I'm seeing things that I'm looking forward to working with them throughout the rest of the season, and I can't wait for them to get their first win of the season. I know that it's coming because they're a good group of girls.
It's a cultural thing, isn't it, Coach? And winning is a learned thing as much as losing can be a learned thing. And so breaking bad habits and getting kids to believe in themselves, and you know, that's why I look at this senior group, and they may not recognize how really important, and I think they do, but how really important they are to be those modelers of that, because they're winners.
Yep, absolutely. And those seniors, you know, they're leaving that legacy, and again, I kind of drill this in practice too, but those seniors, what they're doing now, it doesn't end when they graduate. You know, it's going to continue, and that's how you build. That's how, you know, our softball program has developed into the amazing program that it is, because from freshman to senior, as you get older, you care so passionately about that program. You want to see it succeed. And so those kids coming in see that, and I want to develop that same thing with basketball, and I have a great group of seniors to start that trend and continue, because Albia basketball has been good in the past. We just have to find our way back up and continue to compete hard.
Well, Coach, a really good basketball program right now, basketball team right in this moment, and this team can continue to get better, and we know that. And you coming off of a four-game winning streak, we know how to win, and these athletes you've got We may not hit a shot on a given night, but we will always be competitive and go out and compete. And that's a great recipe for a team that wants to get better and play its best basketball, as Coach Archer and I just talked a moment ago, when it matters most, and that is towards the end of the season when you can start to play in the tournament and get know you're ending the season at your best.
That's right. And you know, one of the things that I like about these girls is they are really fun to watch play. And so anytime you come out to a basketball game, they are going to compete. They're going to work as hard as they can. And whatever the score is, it's going to be fun to watch them play because they run up and down the court. They're quick. They've got good shots that they take. And so I just hope that people are enjoying watching the Lady Bees play.
Coach, it's always a joy, and it was a joy watching you play. And so if your athletes take that competitive spirit, which is what you played with, you know, I could find definitive markers in athletes who excelled at the game. And over the years, those markers are a competitive will and the freedom to play, where they didn't play with any fear or anxiety. They just went out with a great competitive spirit. And if the shot went in, as you know, this athlete, if the shot went in, it was great. And if it didn't, I was just going to work harder to make it go in the next time. And so, hey, real quick before we leave, one thing that that as a coach now, having half a season under your belt that you maybe didn't expect, or maybe something that was that you didn't see coming as a head coach?
I think understanding where as a coach I need to prepare better. Making sure that I have the girls ready to play in ways that I didn't realize I needed to. So there are times where I think certain plays are going to work against certain teams. And so just understanding that preparation was different than what I had anticipated coming in. And so I'm continuing to work on that. And I think hopefully we'll just continue to be a better coach each and every game as well.
That's what you ask your athletes to do, right?
That's right.
That is the outstanding coach, Coach Dykes. And, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. And go have fun today. We're going to have that broadcast. And but before we get that broadcast, Cyclone fans, 2 o'clock tip-off for you right here on your Sports Leader KIIC. And, wow, another Coach's Corner is in the books. And, again, we're going to have a busy week here as the Lady D's of Blue Demons today taking on Fort Madison at the old high school here in Albia. And I want to thank the coaches for stopping by. Coach Winger on the phone line. Three-peat it is for the Albion Blue Demon wrestling team. 3 conference titles. Thanks, Coach Archer. A big win for the Blue Demons last night. And thanks to all that are making their way here to Albion today to be a part of the Southern Iowa Youth Basketball League. Shout-out to all of our future basketball players and all the programs and coaches and volunteers that make that possible. And all kinds of kids floating into town today. So welcome to Albia and welcome to basketball. And to you, have a great weekend. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
And Texas is a place I really love.
For making the switch.